You may be seated. I hope I don't look too unpreachery this morning, but as I was reaching in my closet and getting my clothes, I was trying to get stuff that was warm. And this is what I came out with. I put on my top coat and wore it. It's back in the office, so hope it's okay with you all. I learned years ago when I first started in being a preacher that a black suit and a tie was always what you had to wear on Sunday morning. Over the years, that's changed a little bit. Some of it's been good, some of it, I don't know. But anyway, you're probably not too interested in that. But it was cold at my place. Flag was standing straight out in the wind. And my girl, Heidi, my German shepherd, long-haired shepherd, short-haired shepherd, she got out. She made three laps around the house and bang, back in the door. When the dog says it's too cold outside, it's too cold outside. So we'll be back tonight. Yeah. Did someone say something to me? Okay. But we're starting the time of the season. People say it's beginning of the holidays and whatever else we have for it. Sales, Black Friday, I don't know, all those things. But to me, it makes me think, and I believe it's coming shortly. I just can't get over the idea that I can't eat because I like that pumpkin pie. That's a biggie on Thanksgiving for me. I haven't been able to do that for a long time, but I believe it's coming. And if not here, over there. But I'm looking forward to that. One of the things that I have has happened to me being here at this church is I have made a lot of friends. Matter of fact, almost everybody who goes to church here is my friend in one way or another. And I thank God for that. When we were having a Sunday school, the blessings that I've received from being sick or whatever you call it, the patience that I've learned, the trying to have more wisdom and understand other people. So I've got a list of things, it's a short one, that we should be thankful for. We of all people in America should be thankful for a lot, and Christians, but you know, we don't stop and think what the rest of the world goes through when we're thinking about what we have or what we don't have. So think about some of those. I'm sure you'd like to add to the list. What are you thankful for? First of all, if you're a child of God today, if you're a child of God, raise your hand. Amen. Would you mind doing this for Pastor Hodge? Because some of us just don't like doing it. Raise your hand and say, oh, everybody hand up. Say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. If I say something that sounds really good to you this morning, I mean real good, say, praise the Lord. Okay. He got it. He got it. You know, you're not going to be expelled if you don't do it, but that'd be nice. We're saved. So we ought to thank God every day, every day, every night, every morning, every meal occasion. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. And I'm not what I should be, but praise God, I'm not what I'm going to be. Amen. We need to keep on that straight and narrow. The favorite verse, if you want to recite it along with me, you can. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Then we have Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Think of the words in thankful. First of all, there's the word thank. Then you can add the L if you want to. Full. If you're truly thankful for being saved, you'll be filled up so much with God's goodness and God's grace, thinking what He's done for you and what the things He saved you from. I used to get so tore up when things didn't go the way I'd planned for a day or something. But you know, God might have spared me from a lot of things that would have been a lot worse. So take what comes along and say, thank you, Lord. In all things, give thanks. You've heard me say this many times. Not for all things, but in things. When the car's out of gas, how many of you still have kids at home? Not too many. Well, get ready. You go out, you're a little bit late in the morning, you turn the key on, the gas hand don't even move. Ooh. And you're leaving early, and the gas station's closed. Lord, what did you spare me from? I feel like going in there and yanking that kid out of bed, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Hold on, Sean. Keep it together. Amen. Thank God you're saved. Whatever else happens today, whatever else happens tomorrow, what happened in the election, whatever's going to happen, who cares? We did all we could do. We sometimes, I think there's two kind of voters. Oh, well, there's no sense of voting. That's the way it's going to be. That's one privilege. So many people died to give you the right to do. You should always vote, no matter what. If you're one person standing alone, stand. Stand. Having done all, stand, the Bible says. Done all you can do in the time that He gave us, the song says. In the time that God gave me, have I done all that I should do for Him? Have I done all I should do? When I lay my head on the pillow at night and start praying, as I always do, have I done all? Have I done all? It's a restful sleep when you can do that. Secondly, because we are saved, knowing we're going to heaven. Just think of that. Mike quoted a verse. The first time I ever preached, Mike, I preached on those verses. I had, I don't know how many points, 17. Took me 5 minutes to get through them. I grabbed a hold of the podium. I thought, wow, what do I do now? So I went back over them again. Then finally I confessed, I don't know what else to say. I'm going to sit down and shut up. And I promised God and that church that I'd never do it again. And they all come around and convinced me I'd make it. So, but think about, we're not going to hell. There is a hell. People really go there. People die and burn there. But we don't have to go there. He says in 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal into heaven. God, through Jesus Christ, is preparing your house. You know, a lot of the charismatics and Methodists, some of them don't know either. Well, they can keep it if they got it. They think they got salvation, but they don't know. And so they were talking to this Baptist one day, and of course he wasn't a very good liver of being saved. Spit his tobacco juice out. Now let me tell you, boys, said, I want to tell you one thing right now. When you got saved, he said, didn't God prepare you a mansion? Yep, He did. Well, what happened when you backslid and lost your salvation, is he going to rent that out to somebody? Probably don't make any sense to you. But people don't know whether they can keep their salvation or not. And to be honest, we can. But thank God he not only saves us, he keeps us. Amen? That'd be a good place to put your hand up and say, praise the Lord. Think about this. He gives us his protection. Protection. Years ago, they had a program, I don't know whether they have it anymore or not, called, what was that program where they brought all the kids here from New York and give them out to families? Fresh Air. And I got involved in it, and this year they made me the vice chairman or something of it, because I could talk, I guess. Did talk, whether I could talk or not. And so one of my jobs that year was to take the kids back on the bus. So my wife and I had to get on the bus and ride to New York City. Wow. I saw things throughout my military career, foreign cities I hadn't seen there. All kinds of things. I saw a homosexual act going on the alley as we passed by. I grabbed my wife a little closer, kept walking, and I thought, this is a bad place. We got to our room, went in the room. My wife was relaxing, and I was pacing backwards and forwards. I said, Charlotte, I don't want to stay in this place. This is terrible. We'd already turned the kids over and everything. And she said, John, the bed is clean. We got to ride back tomorrow, go to sleep, rest, turn on the TV, do something, just relax. I kept walking backwards and forwards, and I opened the window, and here was a theater down there. And I'm not going to tell you what it said on the marquee, but it used some bad words. I said, Charlotte, look. No, don't look. You don't want to see that. So finally I convinced her. I said, let's go back, and maybe there's a bus going back now. John, I said, come on, I got to get out of this place. So we went down through there. I got down there and lost our way walking. And finally I saw a big policeman. I said, sir, we're trying to get to the bus. He said, where'd you come from? I said, well, I told him what my trip was. I said, I'm walking. He said, you came through there? I said, yeah. He said, thank God you're alive, sir. So he directed me down. But God will protect us. He says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, for their transgression is of me against me, saith the Lord. The Lord takes care. Satan is going in every day for you and for me, and going before the stand like he did with Job, and saying, look what John Hodge did. Look what he said. And Jesus steps between him and God and says, what sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. They're covered with the blood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. For sure. Think of that. You can have peace when you have that. I didn't have peace before I got saved. But you have not only the peace of God, but you have peace with God. You can communicate with God. You can talk to God. You can hear, feel his love, and hear him tell you that. John, I love you. Go to sleep. Everything's okay. We'll talk more in the morning. You need your rest. Oh, glory. I don't know how your conversations go, but it's most a wonderful time. When I first drop in bed at night, glory be to God. We have his provisions to be thankful for. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God, that's personal, isn't it? The Lord is my shepherd. Personal. Very personal. He says, for my God shall supply all your need. Underline that. Need. Didn't say needs. Didn't say wants. God said, I'll give you what you need when you need it. And some things I'm going to hold back because you're getting too selfish. I'm not going to get paid like I used to get paid. Enjoy what you got and shut up. We have a family member in our family who gets all upset when I tell her I have wonderful memories of my dad, our dad. She didn't have any good relationship. I have good. She said, but all the beatings he gave you. I said, I deserved every one of them. And I'm just glad he didn't know about things I did that he didn't know about. When I looked at my dad in the casket, Dad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have been beat a lot more than that. Thank God. I believe in discipline today because of that. But he supplies all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus took my place, took your place. That scripture being read this morning and referred to about what all the Lord went through in our Sunday school class, the beatings, the trial, falsely accused, seeing your own friends that you took care of, seeing them run away from you. My goodness. It hurts. It hurts. But God will supply all that you need. Just remember that. Next time your problem's coming up, how am I going to pay the light bill? God will supply. Now, not if you took it and drank beer and run away from it. But if you've done all you could do, God will. Listen. Somebody said, well, I didn't pay my tithe this week because I had to pay the bills. Uh-uh. Bring it first into the house of God. You don't get away with that. And if you do your part, God will do his part. I remember working. I was making a very small wage. I took that job later to be a part-time policeman. That lasted for a couple of years. But I was hauling flowers, like when you get ordered for funeral, taking them. And I got enough money for one trip was $30. Whoopee! God said $3 for that needs to go to church. I said, Lord, I only got 30. I didn't give it. I kept it. I stuck it in my pocket. Every place I looked, number three would jump up. Oh. Finally, I went down to one of my friends. I said, have you got $3 I can borrow? He said, well, yeah. Why? I said, I got a friend that I owe it to. He said, well, if he's a friend, he'll forgive you. I said, I don't think. He has some rules, and I want to follow this. I said, I go to bed and have dreams, and I see a $2 bill and a $1 bill. I see a $3 bill. I said, I got to get this paid. He said, okay, I'll do it. I took it in to the pastor. I said, Pastor, here's an envelope that I forgot. He said, oh, thank you. Such a relief. Such a relief. Do what God says. Obey God. He says it's better to obey than to sacrifice. You got our country. We're in terrible shape, aren't we? But we're still the best country on earth. with all the stirring of Biden and Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. Bye-bye. You ain't happy about that? Say bye-bye to Nancy Pelosi. She said she's going to stay. I wonder how long. But our country, thank God I'm a... Did you ever stop and think why God lets you be born in America and be an American? And he could have let you have been born in Africa or Asia or some other place. Did you ever stop and think about that? I do all the time. I think, why were you so good? Born in a log cabin on top of a hill in West Virginia. That's where I was born. Doctor came the next morning, picked me up, slapped me on the butt, wrote out a birth certificate, said, what's his name? Said, John Stanley Hodge. Some places haven't been the same since. Some people haven't been the same since either. And I haven't either. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:11, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all goodness and holiness, honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. We got to pray for those rascals down there. We got to pray for those people. Let God sort out what's going to happen. But that's our duty to pray. We're not in charge of. We're not the executors. A good thing too, isn't it? Might not be many of us left. The next thing that you should be thankful for is your church. Amen. They're dwindling. There's churches that have closed over the last year or so, never be open again. Three within about 6 or 7 miles, Baptist Church down in North Carolina. Think about that. In Colossians 3:15 it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be you thankful. You know, we're a church, one body. Now, here's what I want. Here's what I like. One thing I learned about growing up in a big family, you share and share alike. You get along. My mother used to put our... Do you ever remember those lard buckets they used to have? Anybody old enough to remember that? Where's Lou? Have a little bucket about that high. You ever see those, Paul? Yeah. Shoot. What you missed. But they had them, and my mother would put our lunch in there. And we were too poor to have light bread, so mother packed our lunch in biscuits. What, how stupid I was. Boy, what I give for a good biscuit now. Some honey and hot butter put on that. Well, but I'd have to run sometimes carrying that bucket, and when it come time for me and my brother to eat, it'd be all scattered through there. And my brother would say, after I'd down two of them, he'd say, I only got one piece, one half. I don't have, where's the top of my biscuit? I said, oh, I think I ate it. Mom, you don't know what you're on to. Shut up. Maybe that's why I'm going through what I'm going through, huh? But we're one family. You get, if I get a part of the biscuit, you get a part. If I don't get any, you don't get any. Now here's what I think, and here's what I want. Here's what we should, wait a minute. We, everybody has a say. Amen. One body. We'll be thankful for our family. You don't know how mean my dad was. No, and you don't know how mean my dad was, but he was still my dad. And the Bible says I'm to honor him. And I honor him today and every day. And he said, thank my God upon every remembrance of you. I have good memories, even though he beat the tar out of me a few times. Mom could switch, but Dad, he hit you with whatever he had in his hand. I mean, it was probably against the law, but I would never have told if they asked me back then, nor now, nobody's business. I'm the man that I am, and better for it. And most of us are. And many that are not very good are not very good because they didn't have a mom and dad care enough to give them a beating once in a while. Amen. I got to quit using the word beat. Whipping. Chastisement. Whipping. My mother could take a willow switch, boy, and put it on you, and she knew how to make that end snap right on your butt where it stung. Mom, please. We need to thank God for every new day. Every new day. My wife says, good morning, John. Good morning, dear. I love you. A good day. We're out of bed, feet on the floor, ready to go. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. And we always blame the day or blame God or blame the neighbors. No, it's my day. It's my day to be alive. How many people my age have gone? I'm still here to do what he wants me to do. I want to stand before him and say, I did all I could do in the time you gave me. In the time you gave me. Giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks. I thank him because I'm full. Thankful. I'm full. My cup is full and running over. Amen. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. In everything. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I pray every one of you right now, and we'll do it in a minute, have a good Thanksgiving. If you're traveling, be safe. Come back to us. Pray for us. Whatever you're doing, I pray for you. I pray it's an enjoyable time. I pray it's the beginning of a holiday season for you to enjoy. But don't forget your church. Don't forget God. And don't forget the greatest things you do is what you do for other people. And it's not the big things. It's not the big splash. It's the little things that people forget to do. One of the grandkids, I can't remember which, was crying, what's wrong? I can't get my shoe tied, Pappy. I'll tie your shoe. Tie a shoe. Thank you, Pappy. We just little things. Little things mean a lot. Little things mean a lot. We're looking for the big show, the big splash, when I can show off, everybody can see how good I am at what I do. No, just look for the unforgotten, the things that nobody else thinks about. You see a piece of paper on the floor? Pick it up. Don't say, guess what? Somebody didn't pick up after them. They dropped their paper. But I picked it up. Well, bless your pea-picking heart. Isn't that something? That almost killed you, didn't it? To pick up a piece of paper. It's our house. It's us. It's all of us. We're in it together. Amen? Amen. Just do what you see needs to be done. first church I ever pastored, the front door that was made out of plywood was coming loose. It was in terrible shape. And so I got some paint, and I was painting it. And so on a day, I think in September or October, it was a pretty day. And directly I saw a shadow cross my shadow. I stopped and looked around. It's one of the deacons, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm painting the door." He said, "Did you ask anybody if you could?" I said, "No, I did not. I did not." He said, "Well, I'd advise you stop." I said, "Okay. I probably shouldn't have painted the door. But don't you think that's kind of stupid? They would sit there till the door rotted off. But if somebody put paint on the door, then they're going to get upset about it. Help us, God. It's our house." Says that, "Sir, we need to take this to the deacons and vote and get another door. We should not be doing this, though. But thank you for the good intentions." Amen. Thank you for the good intentions. "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." By Him. Is what I'm about to say going to help or hurt somebody? Is about what I'm going to do going to have any effect? You know, 50 years from now, will people remember what we said or what we did? Will it be important? Will the things that we left behind be important? "Well, I gave up this to do this. I gave up my fishing trip to do this. I gave it." So what? So what? He gave up heaven for you. He gave up heaven for you. Glory be to God. Let's stand for prayer. Thank you for coming today. Hope you got something you can take. Nothing but raising your hand. Let's do it one more time. Praise the Lord. Lord. Almighty God, I thank you for this church, my church, our church. Thank you that we can come together in the name of the Lord. Thank you that you're among us. I pray a special blessing upon each family, each home, each individual. I pray for their safety. I pray for their good fellowship with their other family members or friends or traveling or wherever they go. Be with them. Let them never forget that they're a child of God, saved and on their way to heaven. Oh God, bless, I pray. While heads and hearts are bowed, I want you to answer this question as the piano plays into your mind and to yourself. Have I done all I could do in the time that He gave me? Just say that over and over to yourself. Have I done all I could do? All I should do? In the time that He gave me. Heather.
Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Have you sins that to men's eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known.
Verse
4. Are you troubled at the thought of dying? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. For Christ's coming kingdom are you sighing? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
You come up here, please. Mike filled in and prayed for us this morning and read the scripture. I asked him to have a closing prayer this morning. Is that okay with you? That's okay with you guys? All right. Okay. You know, your wife is a quiet girl. I haven't heard her say a word since she came here. Did you tell her, just keep your mouth shut, don't say anything?
You don't know my wife. You don't tell my wife anything.
there was this down home, we used to have what they called county court day at the town. And this boy, he wasn't too bright, and his dad told him to stay there and watch the horses till they got back. So a man stopped by and said, "How you doing, son?" Didn't say a word. He said, "Nice looking horses." Didn't say a word. He said, "Wow." He said, "You're about the dumbest kid I've ever seen." Walked off, come back, and dad said, "It's okay." He said, "Dad, I did what you said, but they found out anyway." Okay. You want to have our prayer?
Father in heaven, thank you for the message.